Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. And I am excited, I am honored to have our speaker on here today. And let me tell you, this guy earned his way on here. And this is a good friend of mine. He was our very top affiliate for our last product that we promoted, which was the How to Go Full-Time in Network Marketing. And it's kind of funny because he actually specializes in working with part-time network marketers and online marketers. And it is my good friend, Dr. Bob Clark. Dr. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Ray, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on. I'm honored to be on your show today.
Hey, man, you earned it. So the honor is all here, my friend. You crushed it out amongst a few hundred other affiliates, and you are the top dog of them all. So congrats and thank you.
Oh, thanks so much. It's always fun to work with you guys on your products, and they're so easy to sell. So I have a great time
doing it.
Yeah, really, it's really a lot of fun. So I enjoy it too.
Awesome. We appreciate it. And so for those out there that may be listening to this, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get started in the industry? How have you progressed your way from Did it all just come naturally? Was it just an easy road, or did you have some obstacles there that you had to overcome? Tell us more about you and your journey, my friend.
Sure, yeah, Ray. I'm a husband. I'm a father of four. I've worked in the reproductive biology industry for over 25 years, and I currently supervise a group of people who help patients who are having trouble conceiving and having a baby. So it's really rewarding work. I've been doing it for a long time, like I said. But, about 3 years ago, I started getting the itch that I wanted more out of my life and that I wanted some additional freedom. And, I'm one of those probably crazy people who actually enjoy my career and enjoy what I do. But, I can kind of see the handwriting on the wall, Ray. I'm getting a little bit older. My hand-eye coordination isn't what it used to be. I do a lot of microscope work. And I kind of just wanted more freedom in my life. So about 3 years ago, my wife and I decided to start a home business. Actually, I guess about 4 years ago, we didn't get serious for about a year or so. 3 years ago, we started really seriously going at it. And to answer your question, no, it was quite a struggle at first for us. In fact, I just wrote a blog post about this. I can remember thinking up until about a year ago, what's wrong with me? I see all these young kids pumping out the commission checks and doing this and seemingly making money on demand, and I couldn't make the thing work. I just was really struggling on it, and I guess the breakthrough came when I started getting involved with the right people. Maybe it's like the kid growing up in high school when you're with the wrong gang. I wasn't like that, but I wasn't with the people who really empowered me, I think, and helped me grow. And once I got in that situation and started doing the things on a daily basis that would really help me make money, that's when things really changed for me, Ray. So it was definitely a struggle in the beginning.
That's powerful. I mean, it's a powerful lesson. I hope you guys were paying attention to that in, surrounding yourself with people that, maybe push you, maybe, lift you up higher, maybe you're having some success that you can learn from. I mean, I heard it a long time ago and it's been said quite a few times, but it absolutely is true in that you're the average of your five closest friends. And so that's a really powerful lesson. And so let me ask you this. So if someone's on here and let's just pick on online marketing, right? There's a lot of people out there that they hear the promise of online marketing. They see the sales pages and the amazing copy, and they see all these different things with online marketing, and they're struggling. They're trying to learn it. They're trying to wrap their head around it. What would be maybe your, top, two or three suggestions for that person that wants to learn online marketing, has yet to learn it, and is currently struggling with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess a couple things that come to mind right off the top of my head. Number one is don't overcomplicate it. I was really guilty of this. I've made it much more complicated than it had to be. And I mean, you and I both know, Ray, it comes down really to meeting people and to developing a relationship and then presenting whatever you have to offer. And I was doing it in a reverse order for quite a few months, which we know doesn't work. You know, right now, I think one of the key things, especially if you're part-time, is to figure out what time you have. And I almost make that like my second job for now. I know it's temporary, but I know I've dedicated a certain amount of time each week to online marketing and my business, and I treat that like a job. You know, I don't waver on that unless a family emergency comes up or something. I'm there at my desk working away. It doesn't sound sexy, but it's what will get you there. So, you know, that's one thing I would say. And another thing I would say is that, you know, just doing the simple things every day, you know, the meeting more people online or offline, having conversations, developing just a regular relationship with them, and doing that daily as you expand your influence, your circle of influence, that will get you faster than any kind of links you put on your wall or, you know, stuff like that. It's not as sexy, and, you know, you might score once in a while by putting a link on your wall, but pretty rarely in my experience. So I think that's the thing that the couple of things that come off the top of my head, Ray.
Yeah, I like how you said it. You know, number one, and I'm, you know, I mean, today's blog, I talked about this too. You know, I talked about building relationships. I mean, I just, one of the things for me that tells me that something is more hype than useful is if in no part of a program or a system or a company or a team or whatever instills the need to get better at building relationships. And you talked about building relationships. And you also, you know, it's interesting in everyone's, you know, vocabulary, maybe say it differently, but you said you treat it like a job, you know, and you'll hear other people say treat it like a business. But what it both means is don't treat it like a hobby.
Exactly.
Don't just do it when you want to or when you feel like it. Because in most instances, in the world and age we live in right now, there are so many things to distract us. There are so many things we could be, you know, I mean, nowadays we don't have to even drive down to the movie theater. We can get it on demand, or we can get Netflix, or we can get, you know, fill in the blank. And so don't treat this like a hobby. Treat it, you know, if you're, you know, if you, you know, understand the lingo of a job, you go there not when you want to, but because you gotta, you have
right.
to.
Right.
And same thing with a business. Those business owners out there, you know, you didn't unlock your, you know, the doors to your store when you felt like it. You unlocked it every day, and you punched that clock every day. And so, I mean, there's some great tips out there. So let me ask you this: what are some influential books that have helped you along the way? What are some different things? And, you know, it could be marketing, it could be mindset, it could be, you know, you tell me, what are some books that have made an impact on you and might help some other people in their career?
Yeah, wow, that's a good question. I'm a huge believer in the mindset aspect of success. I think that it's not that hard to develop some of the skills that you'll need to, you know, make some money online and to build your business. But I think where a lot of people fall short is the mindset aspect of it. And I know I had to get my head wrapped around that, you know, going from a, you know, a job kind of mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset. It's so much different, and it took me a while to do that. A couple of books that I kind of live by.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
Before you fly past that, what is the difference? What is the difference between a job mindset and an entrepreneurial mindset?
Well, I mean, you hit on a little bit of it. You know, for me, the biggest thing is that you're responsible for your own success. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. Nobody's going to, you know, put a hammer to your head if you don't get it done. You've got to be your own boss. You have to fight the resistance to put things off just because it's easier. And, you know, you don't have someone there, you know, punching a clock or whatever. So, you know, it's that independence. I think some people get the independence and it works against them sometimes because they're not strict enough in their own, you know, daily routine or whatever you want to call it.
There's no boss there to yell at them if they show up late.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have a wife who's going to yell at you or a husband. But, you know, but seriously, you know, yeah, that was the biggest thing for me is to, you know, it kind of reminds me of the kid who goes away to college for the first time and has all this independence,
right.
you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, she finds herself, he or she finds herself flunking out because they can't structure their time and nobody's, you know, no parents are over there telling them to study or whatever. So it's a little bit like that.
So what, I agree. So what were the books you were going to share?
The Slight Edge was one that I really like a lot, Jeff Olson's The Slight Edge. Just, you know, I live by that a lot in some of the
For
series.
Sure.
Yeah, I really love that book. You know, you're gonna think I'm sucking up to you, which I'm not, but your book, Vibrational Money Immersion, is one that I've really gone through a couple times, and I just I get more out of it each time I go, because somewhere along the line, I think I had a problem with accepting money.
Right.
Asking, you know, asking for a sale kind of deal. So that's really helped
right.
me a lot. It truly is just a mindset issue with me. And so your book has helped me a lot. And, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's an old one, but one that I really have liked and read a few times as well. So
that's great. Well, I definitely, I'm honored and I appreciate being in that list of very select books. I'm, you know, it's VMI. That's my baby right there. That's still the favorite, you know, audio course I ever created, and I'm glad you like the book for sure.
We'll pick it up, right?
Folks, if you're listening to this, go get those three books. They're freaking awesome. Hey, just curious, have you read War of Art by Stephen Pressfield?
No, I have not.
You might check that out, man. If you, from the books, the kind of books that you like, I really, really like that one. It's a pretty quick read, but you might check that out too.
What is the title again?
It's called The War of Art. It's not The Art of War. It's The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. It's awesome. I actually had the opportunity to interview him. He saw my blog about his book, liked it. His agent reached out to me. It was really, really cool. But The War of Art is fantastic, and I've since read Turning Pro as well, and I think he's got one more on business that I need to read. But I think you'd really like it for sure.
Cool.
Well, awesome, man. Well, yeah, so, you know, we covered a pretty good amount of helping people out. Steps, like what? So if someone is, they're wanting to become a better marketer and they're hearing this interview, what are some steps that you recommend? What are, you know, what are next steps? What can they do as soon as they're done with, you know, listening to this interview? What can the person that wants to become a better marketer, what steps would you suggest they go and do right away?
Okay, well, like I said, I think the first thing that people, whether they're full-time or part-time, need to do is get a hold of their time and get their head wrapped around what kind of time they're going to dedicate to their business. So that's, you know, if you don't have that down, that's kind of a foundational thing. You need to get that surrounded, you know, in your brain and put it on paper and maybe have the family come around and talk about it, that this is the time I'm dedicating my business. So if you don't have that part done, I would do that first and then stick to it. I think the thing then that I did that made the biggest difference is that I started being more aware of the marketers around me and their philosophies, not just their successes, but the way they went about their business. And as I found people that I liked, like yourself and others, I kind of got in there closer and started learning more. Because that's the way you're going to learn the most, is to watch people who have had success before you. And, you know, that as you get closer to them, whether it's joining a Facebook group or buying one of their courses or whatever, I think that's something that you can do right away that can I think probably have the hugest impact on your business, because it kind of, you know, when you relate to people who have been there before you and when you watch what they do, you know, success leaves clues, right? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great advice. Just interview. I mean, this is something that there's some really good nuggets in this that I think people can take away. I just want to say, again, appreciate you, and where can people learn more about you and connect with you, Bob?
Probably over my blog at bobandrosemary.com. That's kind of our home base, and you can, from there, you can connect with us every other place you want to. So That's the main hub.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, as always, thank you so much. Great interview. Appreciate you. And, you know, feel free to share this around, everyone. And this has been Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. We'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.